Welcome to Routines and Ruts, the podcast exploring the ebb and flow of our daily lives. I'm your host, Madeline Dorr, a writer and person who is navigating the messy parts of life, work, and creativity, and sharing insights with you all along the way. For over 5 years, I've been asking people how they navigate their days in my labor of love, extraordinary routines. This podcast delves further into the daily rhythms and inevitable stumbles that we encounter as we experiment with finding what works for us. I've recently been collecting phrases that encapsulate the wigwag or the ebb and flow of our days. There's breathing. We have to breathe in to breathe out. There's the seasons, the winter fallow or the blossoming of the spring. There's metaphors, like there's a time for fishing and a time for mending nets, or like a bird's life, there's a time for perching and a time for taking flight. Perhaps my favorite amongst them is the sponge metaphor. There's a time to absorb and a time to squeeze. These reminders of the rhythms and cycles that we occupy seem to be everywhere, and yet we can so easily judge ourselves. We aren't doing enough, or we are doing too much. Perhaps this uneasiness is a symptom of our days being arranged in a linear way. We strive for an ideal daily routine, for example. Even our projects have plans, timelines, and trajectories to follow that try to control or perhaps even ignore the ebb and flow. Maybe it's because so much of our lives are simply set up for the doing. The out-breath, the blossom, the flight, the squeeze. We're ignoring that we must inevitably come to a pause. Even 6 months into the world being on pause, there is a pressure to look for something to do. Bake sourdough, start a new project, be productive, fill the time. Of course, not everyone has time to fill, but for some of us, this expectation that we should be doing something is confronted by our fatigue. As writer Tara Hell put it, our surge capacity is depleted. Now, a surge capacity is what we draw on for short-term survival in very stressful situations, such as a natural disaster. But with a pandemic, that's quite different. The disaster itself stretches out indefinitely. As Tara Hell put it, most of us have heard for most of our lives to expect more from ourselves in some way or another. Now we must give ourselves permission to do the opposite. We have to expect less of ourselves, and we have to replenish more. In between podcast seasons, I've been asking what it means to replenish. To replenish more, we have to take notice of what replenishes us. We have to pause from filling the day and instead inspect it. If we don't take the time to see what we're doing, then we can easily slip into mindlessly filling our time with purposeless doing. We can hide from ourselves in the busyness. So much of the doing, or the expectations in my case, were tied to things I could pick up and put down as I please. Side projects, personal projects, like this podcast. Yet it was so hard to put certain things down because I felt like I was putting myself down. To replenish more, I've had to embrace empty days and get used to stumbling for a little bit. As Emile Coran said, I do nothing, granted, but I see the hours pass, which is better than trying to fill them. Now, I think there's definitely something to be said for filling the days, especially with something that we're doing that fulfills us. But sometimes we can be in such a rush to know what the next step is, but we have to honor the space between no longer and not yet. I suppose that's been my quiet aim with this podcast and all my projects, to show that sometimes we need the doing and sometimes we need the not doing. Routines and Ruts is a celebration of the ebb and flow. The routine part is the doing and what that looks like in a day for one particular individual. And the rut is the not doing, the period of stuckness. But this project is also about that space in between, the space of not doing, but of not being stuck, of just being and seeing, resting and reflecting. So in looking closer at what brings us alive, I'm delighted to introduce Rest and Recreation, a weekly mini-episode that gives you a moment of R&R, a reminder that we aren't just what we do or don't do, but what we see in ourselves when we replenish. In In the mini episodes, we'll explore themes like solitude, small joys, defining leisure, experimenting, switching off, enjoyment, intentionality, aimlessness, letting go, and daydreaming. It's about how we replenish and ultimately how we stop judging ourselves about how we spend a day. As Mae Sutton said, it is never a waste of time to be outdoors and never a waste of time to lie down and rest, even for a couple of hours. Rest and recreation will be a mashup of things I'm reading, thinking about, pondering, doing, and not doing. It's a moment to pause and reflect on the spaces in between, even if just for a moment. Mostly, I hope it's a reminder that we all need different things at different times. We need it all. We need the routine, the rut, the rest, the recreation. There's a constant shift in our days that reflects all of that. And it's always messy. It overlaps. At times, the rest can feel like boredom. At times, the routine can be what's monotonous. At times, a moment of recreation is the thing that re-energizes us. But at other times, it can be more like a rut that wakes us up and brings us extra alive. Maybe it's about trying to bring it all closer together, to know that we wobble and wigwag and that it's not just okay, but it's precisely the point. As well as the new mini episodes, I'll be speaking with inspiring people, not just about their creative lives, but their entire lives, what they do and how they see the world and the spaces in between. I'm Madeline Dorr, and if you'd like to help me keep creating this podcast, you can now do so on Patreon. Patreon is a crowdfunding platform that enables listeners like you to support their favorite creators. If you put me in this category, which is very, very lovely, there are a couple of options. The first is a no-frills supporter for just $4 a month. The second is what's called a Momentum Mornings supporter. So that's if you'd like the opportunity to connect each week. This is a private virtual meetup to help each of us start our day with a purposeful hour of focus. You can use the hour as an anchor for your week, maybe planning what you want to achieve, or you can use it to help get out of a rut. You might like to schedule time for rest or recreation or replenishing. Some of the patrons do journaling, they write newsletters, they read, they plan, they write, they catch up on life admin, and so much more. If you can't become a Patreon at this time, please know that your time and attention is so precious, and I really appreciate you listening. You can stay in touch by signing up to my semi-regular newsletter at extraordinaryroutines.com. It's filled with interviews, life experiments, reflections, inspiring findings and things I'm reading, and the latest podcast episodes. If this podcast has sparked ideas or maybe provided comfort, I'd love it if you could share it with a friend or take a moment to subscribe. Thanks again for listening to Routines and Ruts, and remember to celebrate the process as much as the outcome, the ebb as much as the flow, the ordinary as well as the extraordinary.